The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday.
This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. That was a weak open, Joe.
It was.
At Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there, join the militia, live on Twitter X Spaces for the final segment of each show, if we can help it. And there today, you will hear from us, and we'll hear from you in your final score predictions for the game at the Dome against Colgate, 4 o'clock on Saturday. This Saturday, football starts. And I think you started to prematurely open that. Did I screw you up not knowing what day it was?
I mean, kind of a little bit, but it's one of these Voodoo Ranger ones, too, so I mean, I don't know.
Oh, Voodoo Ranger cheers. Atomic Pumpkin right here.
Well, I got the
juicy.
The Juice Force.
Juice Force is not bad. So, what was I going to say?
Football's starting.
Yeah, football's starting. I don't have a ton on Colgate, and we can talk about what we know. But I'm not like, this is a warm up. I mean, this is the warm up show to the season. So, you know, I mean, there's not a whole lot to discuss. There's not a whole lot to speculate about. And by the time you hear this, it's a good chance that it's going to be well past conversation in the show. But there's a buy seller holdout on Twitter. Syracuse basketball team scored 68 points against Colgate last year in their loss. Syracuse football will score more than that this weekend against Colgate. So, buy, sell, or hold. We'll talk about that. Hopefully we can get someone to chime in with their thoughts on that and their thoughts. Got a lot of feedback on the final score predictions as I put them out on social media. Even Facebook couldn't keep up with blocking comments on that. So,
oh yeah, wow,
yeah, man. Impressed. And what I've noticed with Facebook is too is the less you say, the better. Like, in other words, long posts or, you know, flashy photos and things, it just doesn't do anything. But anyway, I digress.
That makes sense.
All right. So real quick, if anyone cares, there was an article at Syracuse.com with the Syracuse football. Where are they now? Which orange players survived NFL cuts this week? And not for anything, I really care about the freshmen, most of all.
Rookies. And,
yeah, right, rookies. Stuck in college mode. Tucker, he made the Bucks roster. Then some are speculating maybe he's a good backup there. And, you know, hey, look, he was third string. Or wait, fourth string. Wasn't he fourth string for Syracuse?
No, oh, yeah.
Before he broke on the scene. So, being second string, I mean, he's right on the cusp of getting to show off what he's got. So, Garrett Williams, he's on IR. Bergeron is the one that's no surprise, really. Atlanta, probably going to be starting there, most definitely. Schmidt was cut. Mm-hmm. It surprised me a little bit. Schmidt, Andre Schmidt, you know, Lou Groza Award winner. Andre Schmidt, a little bit of a surprise there. I feel like he's a talented guy. You know, you go back to last year and him getting really coaxed another year into playing and maybe his heart's not in it. I don't know. I'm just curious. You know what I mean? Because
I thought he had a pretty good year last year.
He did have a good year last year.
And kickers are weird, right? There's only 32 of them that make it, and if you get a good one, you hold on to it. So realistically, I mean, how many rookie and to be perfectly honest with you, just as easy as establish yourself as a kicker, you could go on a bunk run and just missing PATs and all this stuff, and guess what? They're going to call a couple in to go ahead and compete against him during the week. Like, the rest of the team's getting ready for the next week, the next opponent, and you're sitting there in a competition with another kicker. So, I mean, as long as he stays ready, he can get a call up at any time for an opportunity.
He's talented enough. I feel like that's a good possibility. Mykal Jones cut. For anybody who cares, Tommy DeVito was waived from the New York Giants. And as Joe pointed out before we came on, that he may get signed to the practice squad. So those are the, with the inclusion of TD there, those are the rookies on the scene. And, it's about, other than Garrett Williams being an IR, I guess it's kind of predictable to some degree, right?
To some degree, yeah. I mean, I'd like to think that Mykal Jones might end up on a practice squad somewhere.
I mean, that one, I picked him last year, and, most of you guys were on the fence, but I thought he was a talented enough guy to make a roster. But, I mean, it's a different world when you go up to the next level. I mean, it's just night and day, so.
Well, and when you're trying to get that last linebacker spot, which you are, it's everything, right? So he's got to revert back to going back to, and I mean, sure, he has no problem with it, but playing special teams, and you really can't make a mistake, you know? I mean, when you're that low, I mean, it's that, the margin is that small because they already got four or five linebackers. They already know they're going to make the team that are under big contracts, right? Like, so a lot of times when you're in a situation like that undrafted, you're going against a bunch of undrafted guys and maybe a fifth or a sixth or seventh rounder that you're competing for one spot or maybe an old vet or something. So you're under a microscope, and if you just a couple mistakes, that's all it takes. So hopefully he lands on a practice squad. I wasn't surprised that Tucker made the team. So, like you said, it was rather foreseeable, who made what.
Yeah. So beyond that, you dive into past players in there's a few, Joe. Let's see.
Robinson.
Well, Kingsley Seattle, Jonathan, right? That's a good one.
Well, Kingsley Jonathan, that's a positive one. Yeah, he made the Buffalo Bills roster. And actually, I think I saw today that the Giants and the Bills, they made a trade, and Giants picked up a defensive end from Buffalo. So that might have been the spot that opened it up for Kings Jonathan, but he made the team. That was kind of a surprise to me. And then I'd say probably the other surprise is that a player like Alton Robinson, who had been on the Seattle Seahawks for the last two or three years,
and he played well in the minutes he was given. Played well.
Yeah, absolutely. The snaps he got, he absolutely played well, and he got released. So that was kind of a surprise to me. I don't think really any of the rest, were.
Yeah, no, I don't think they were surprises, really.
I mean, Tristan Jackson, Trill Williams, those guys, Chris Slayton, they were all talented, but they just haven't been able to get to stick. They've been in a couple of practice squads, stuff like that.
Cisco's still in.
Yeah, Cisco's still solid with Jacksonville. Zaire Franklin is still solid. I'm pretty sure still a captain with Indianapolis. So, I mean, that's another thing, too. I think that, I'm going to give him a little bit of props now, but I think that at some point we should probably talk about it. Like, for what he did at Syracuse and then where he got drafted and what he's actually done in Indianapolis, I think is actually pretty impressive. That's very, very surprising to me. So
yeah.
I think that we do have to probably take a little bit of time at some point and mention, when we have when we can come correct with everything. But, I mean, his stats and the fact that he, embraced the special teams role in the beginning. And I mean, he's been a captain, he was a captain at Syracuse. He was a captain. Wasn't he the first sophomore captain? Wasn't that a thing? Right. And he was 44 or something. And then he went to four. I mean, there's a story there, and you know, kudos to that guy. He's just been killing it up there. So, and you know, I think Melifuanu, I think he's pretty solid with Detroit as well. I don't know. I haven't. Detroit's one of the last ones
mentioned in the. He's not mentioned in the article.
Yeah. No, he's not. But I know that he. I mean, he got drafted pretty high. So I mean,
yeah.
So we're waiting for that. So
and yeah,
just recent guys. Just a little bit of news.
So all right. So that brings us to this depth chart. I don't know how like much news this really is. I guess. And I guess it's mostly because. It's Colgate, and I'm not sure if. Plus, we've seen these things change from the point they come out to the point the game starts. So there's all kinds of variables with it. But I guess the biggest takeaway is, I think we talked about it. Did we talk about Trevor Peña on the show, or was that a phone call?
No, it was on a phone call.
We okay, all right. Well, he's injured right now. He's got an owie, coach said. So he's not on the depth chart at all for Colgate. And then there's a couple guys who maybe you would think wouldn't be on here, I guess, because of injury. Or it seems like we're going to go ahead and we're going to just give Colgate, give these guys an opportunity during the week of Colgate to, and maybe even the next week, to go ahead and recover and not push people too much. Although the flip side of that is obviously that, you know, you don't want to push guys into too much right away when it comes to the week after Western Michigan going into Purdue. So there's that. So, I mean, but it's one of those things. It's like, maybe we skip Colgate and then we give them some burn in Western Michigan. And, you know, before you know it, it's three more weeks of practice and under their belts and recovery under their belts, and then maybe they're good to go for the season. And that's good strategy, considering
we've
been pretty injury prone.
And we know like how close to the chest like Zeno plays his cards, right? So this to me really, I mean,
he put out a depth chart though. You expect it to be.
I mean, of course, I get that, but I mean, you don't know how close 2 and 3 is, right? We don't see any names past the 2 deep, right? Unless you see an or. So, defensive-wise, it looks pretty... I mean, Leon Lowry starting over Stephon Thompson, that could be an injury thing like what you were talking about, where it's just coming back from, right? Kevin Jobity, and we spoke about him. Him being the backup on both DN spots with Caleb Okechukwu. There's no... The transfer from Alabama is not in the 2D. Neither is Terry Lockett. You know, D-tackle Kevon Darton and Elijah Fuentes Cundiff, which, again, I mean, he played a lot last year, so I get it. So, I mean, defensive-wise, there's a couple things, but it makes kind of sense because Terry Lockett and Stephon Thompson were coming back for some gruesome injuries. So,
well, we knew Stephon Thompson probably wasn't going to play. He was in a light-duty jersey, no-contact jersey throughout camp.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think some of them are in the receiver room, too, you know. I mean, Damian Alford, you know, he became a captain recently, right? And the second offensive captain. And, you know, seeing him and Donovan Brown, redshirt freshman, is another starter. So, I know, I think we thought Isaiah Jones and obviously Aronde up there at tight end. So, we knew Damian Alford and Isaiah Jones, but Donovan Brown was a little bit of a, you know, sneak up. And then Amari Hatcher and DeMarcus Adams, I mean, they've shown that they can have, you know, they can make plays. So that makes sense. And seeing a Max Mang or Dan Villari, you know, Dan Villari used to be that quarterback that we got, you know, a four-star from what, the island in New York, that went to Michigan and then transferred, and we turned him into a tight end. So he's got some speed, he's got some hands. That's interesting. And then obviously you go to the offensive line, and I don't think Enrique Cruz, Chris Bleich was really a, I didn't think that was a surprise, but we did talk with Tyler last episode and, you know, we spoke about, you know, I spoke about the transfers, right? And those guys and where they were going to fit in. And right now, I mean, they, all three of the transfers that I spoke of are center, right guard, and right tackle starters. So, And they got size. I mean, Wallabout 6'6", 315. Joe Moore, 6'5", 306. Jandre Reed, 6'3", 315. And Blythe just 323, 6'6". And Enrique Cruz, 6'6", 311. I mean, those are some big boys. So if they can get it together and they can get that continuity, I mean, I kind of like what I see.
Yeah, and Blythe, obviously, he's battled injuries here and there. And it's one of those things that comes down to staying healthy. Especially with that position, those positions, I should say.
No, oh, yeah, and I mean, even then, we have the size, right? Kalen Ellis, he played a lot last year at 6'6", 375. Josh Aloha, 6'3", 334. And Jacob Bradford, 6'5", 309. I mean, all those guys got, you know, good time last year. So, you know, we have experience. It's just going to be interesting to see how it all fits together.
Yeah, you mentioned captains. I guess they finalized this. You mentioned Damian Alford, Isaiah Johnson, Brady Denenberg. So, and then we already knew about Marlo Wax, Justin Barron, and Schrader. Mm-hmm. But there's a graphic out. It's pretty cool. It's on social media. So congrats to those guys leading the gents to start the year. So, all right. Well, before we get into your picks, we got to tell you what we know about Colgate, and that is not a whole lot. But what I do know is that this was a little bit of a surprising stat when I actually looked at this, and I may have known it before, but I had forgotten. The all-time series between the two teams in the football realm, that is, get this, 31-31-5. 31-31-5, which is a little surprising. Series dates back all the way to November 7th, 1891. Syracuse is currently on a 16-game win streak, the last of which was a 33-7 win in the Dome. Dungy, under center for the Orange that year, 34-40 passing for 355 yards, two touchdowns. Mo Neal. 68 yards rushing. So, yeah. It was a decent roster back then. It's funny how quickly you
forget about players.
Kinda a little bit. I don't want to say forget about them, but you know, in the college realm, they're like they come and go so quick sometimes, and it's just weird. Like Mo Neal, when was the last time you heard?
Great plays.
I know.
Great plays, especially in the bowl game against West Virginia.
Yeah. So former player is this Dan DeCosti. That's his third season. They struggled last year. 3-8, 2-4 in their conference. They did beat Georgetown last year. Here's how much I give a shit about Georgetown. Do they play football? Yes, they play football. But do they play football? I mean, come on. Who cares? But Colgate beat them. So there's that. So they suck at two sports. I mean, think about that. Think about it. Just think about it. Okay. So they've got three Russian options. And Brescia is the QB. He's number one. First of all, he is he's a feet first kind of guy. Okay. He's going to be a feet first kind of guy if he sees.
Which might be great in the Patriot League. It might be great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It might be great. But if that's the one trick pony show they're bringing, I think it's going to be a brutal day for Brescia. So let's see. Herleman and Henry, they're the next running backs. Well, they're actual running backs. They got the second and third most yards on the team. They will return. They're out of the three top receivers last year, it was only Garrett Oakley who went on to graduate, and you got Saunders and Hutchinson behind him. They both return this year. So they're bringing back a lot of guys and a lot of decent guys. So most of which is Michael Brescia. So I believe that's how you say his name. Look, you know how I am with the names. So I'm trying to be, if you say it fast and you say it confident, that's kind of where I'm at. The problem is I've already said it too many times, and I may have said it different all the times. So whatever. But anyway, Joe, No, I mean, look, you go to their blogs, you go to the, first of all, the Colgate site for the school is not the best at the blog action. And then there was a site I found called, and you guys can go check it out, but it's basically the Patriot League site. It's like basically the Patriot League blog. They don't each have a blog. They've got one decent blog that does the whole Patriot League. So you got to sift through it. Not a whole lot of news, Joe. So with that said, what else can you add to this first preview of 2023 for Syracuse football?
Not a lot, man. Because you pretty much covered anything you can find on the internet.
Exactly, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, I only really saw what you saw. So,
yeah, so look, they got some runners, right? So we got to watch that. But as far as the passing game goes, Joe, it's going to be a huge struggle for Colgate.
Oh, I mean, considering the fact that we have good defensive backs in the first place, right?
Yeah.
And then we have this 3-3-5 where I'm sure these guys, of course, the mob is chomping at the bit, right? They're ready to go play against somebody, and they got to kind of pick up on big brother, or sorry, little brother, and that's kind of just how I feel like it's going to be. You know, these games, I think and again, Villanova was an okay team, but I think we're a long way away from losing to this type of D1AA school. This isn't a contender that's got a chance to going to, you know, the tournament that D1AA has. So, you know, you go out there, play your guys, you get people reps, you get out there clean and hope that nobody gets injured. Remember, exactly. We had a couple injuries, season-ending injuries last year, first game of the year, but it was obviously against Louisville. So you got to go out there and, you know, you got to play everybody the whole game and try to get that W. So I just don't think that's going to be this type of game. And hopefully they can not make us sweat or feel some sort of way. I'd like to be able to go into halftime not really worrying about anything.
Yeah, and I mean, that's pretty much it, right? So at the end of the day, we always say this, first game of the season, this is Colgate's only FBS battle for the year. You know, they're just finding out what they got against the best team they're going to play. And on the flip side of that coin, we're going to try to not get hurt playing the worst team we're going to play. So it's two totally different game plans, right? And both of which each team most likely knows the outcome of, right? I mean,
most likely. And that's not to say, too, that's not what the kids are thinking.
No, but they beat us 31 times.
When the kids are out there, they're going to be, when you're out there to play, you're playing. You're out there to score touchdowns, make tackles, you know, make big plays. You know, that's more of the mindset of the coaches, right? So it's on the coaches, but we're still, you know, the game plan for the kids isn't to go out there, just don't get hurt.
Oh, yeah, 50, absolutely.
Everybody 50%? No, like they're going to go out there and they're going to try to whoop on Colgate. They're going to try to whoop on little brother. And when the coaches got to be smart enough to make the correct moves and the correct personnel changes when they need to, when they seem appropriate, when it seems appropriate.
Correct. So, I mean, that's all we got. Look, we're just warming up at this thing, okay? I know this is not the most professional show, just in general, and that this is probably lacks a little bit for everybody. But look, cut us some slack. It's still summer here. I'm sure it's still summer. What's the temps in New York right now? Can't be that bad.
I mean, I have no idea.
It's hot here. We got storms bearing down on us. It's hurricane season. Pray for Florida.
Yeah.
Does not look great. Going to get hit in the same spot they got hit last year. And not good. Not good. It's that time of year. My company fishing trip, which we do every year, is the outfit the boats that we go out of, they cancel the trip, basically. I'm trying to find it. It's not an inlet. I mean, it's not an inlet. There's inlets you can go out of, but this is an inlet. This is a river. Go out of the river into the Chesapeake Bay. They said, hey, look, yeah, Friday's not going to work for us. I said, oh, that's fantastic. So, anyway, it's that time of year. Why am I talking about this? I have no idea. All right.
I'm just ready for football, bro.
Okay. All right. It's time to hear from you. All right. Your predictions then are always accurate predictions here on the final segment of the show. And look, is it that exciting? No, it's not that exciting. But we're going to do it anyway. Final score predictions for Colgate at Syracuse Saturday at 4 o'clock. And leading the pack is Captain Pat. Not Captain Pack, but Captain Pat at Syracuse. 55-3, he says. David, this is all Twitter right now. 48-10, Dino calls off the Dogs early in the third. And, I mean, is it safe to say that we probably don't see Garrett Schrader after halftime? You know, that's the one thing that...
Depends on how they play in the first half.
Well, I know, but is it safe to say? I mean, you can add all the variables in there you want. Is it safe to say?
I mean, it should be safe to say. I would say yes.
Okay. Look, Mike. He says 49-17, Syracuse, SoCal. SU SoCal. 46-13, I'm assuming Syracuse. Dom, our buddy Dom, 54-7, Orange. Jeff E. on the Twitter, 52-6. Mitch, 48-17, Orange. Now look, here's something that came up too yesterday, and we'll get to it. Garrett, 42-10, Orange. 56-3 at sidelines Syracuse, or SSN Syracuse. 56-3. Lord Matthew, 3-2.
3-2.
I mean, hey, look. That's you cute. Never know. That's whimsical. That's at Cuse Waterboy, 44-10. And it goes on. And then Noah. We get to Noah. He goes, people really think Colgate is going to score on the Mob. LOL. Cuse 59, toothpaste 0. So the one thing that was a little bit of a shock is that Syracuse hasn't shut Colgate out since 1959 when they won the championship. And that will be interesting. I mean, can they do it? Maybe that should have been a buy, sell, or hold. I didn't think about that. But it's been some time. They've played a lot since. So, I mean, look, part of that is, you know, these days to have any real conversation, you know, you're looking at garbage time you have to account for, right? And anything can happen there. So there's that.
Yeah, well, I mean, just to throw a little caveat in there, too, last year Colgate played against two FBS opponents. They went to all the way out to Stanford week one, and Brescia was the starter then, too. He was the starter the whole season, but they lost to Stanford 41-10. And then later on in the season, they went and played at Army, and they lost to Army 42-17.
So they scored. Just to give you a gauge. It's almost the same team. It's really damn close. It really is. It's pretty damn close. All right, Jacob. 34-7, and let's get out of this game healthy. There you go. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that's all anyone's looking for. So our boy Nadal on Facebook, 34-10, and I pray to Jesus that we beat them by more than in basketball. Look at that. Well, we lost in basketball. So, but I think to his point, I think he's comparing the final score 68. I mean, it only makes sense. Plus, we have the buy, sell, or hold out. Jason Butler, 52-13, Syracuse. Our buddy Zach on Facebook. Syracuse 48, Colgate 13. I mean, look, there's a ton of these. So, Robert, a little to a lot, or a lot to a little.
A lot to a little, yeah. I love those ones. A lot to a little.
Dominic's on here again. Dominic all over the Syracuse socials and airwaves, period. Dot, dot, dot. Michael, 38-10. Alex, 52-7. All right, so Greg, 49-10. Brandon, 49-10. Two 49-10s in a row. All right, Joe. So, look, we could go on and on and on. We can bore everybody with some guesses from the crowd. Everybody's excited. That's for sure. It is, after all, football season this Saturday for Syracuse. 1-12 regular season.
Why does that
game.
Look so, like you
Why
look
am
like,
I rubbing my head like this?
You look like you're in pain saying that. And it's like, dude, like, come on, man.
I'm like, excited.
It's football
I'm excited.
Season.
I am.
It's hard
I'm excited.
To get excited about Colgate, but still, it's starting, right?
I mean, I'm excited. I don't give a. I don't care if it's Colgate. I really don't. I mean, it's tough to have good conversation on a podcast when you're talking about Colgate. However,
it's true,
still,
but I heard the Patriot League is underrated this year.
Okay, Joe. Okay. What would be fun is if they had an all-star team out of the Patriot League and then they played Syracuse. I could get a little bit more excited about that. The Patriot League all-star team in the dome. Here we go. Let's get after it. So, you know, it's one of those things. But with that said, Joe, as we always do, and we can't let the fans down regardless, our predictions. So, I haven't written anything down yet, but I'm going to go ahead, and I'm just going to go. First of all, I'm going to sell on the buy-seller hold, only because 68 points is not enough in basketball, but is surely way, way, way more, I think, than what's going to get scored for football. So, we will see what happens there. I'm just getting word that there's no audio on Twitter Spaces, which explains why people are popping in and leaving. I was a little offended. Now I'm not. So, anyway. This has happened before, by the way, and it's my only complaint with Twitter Spaces, is that this happened one other time. But I don't know. I don't know if I can fix it. So, we're just practicing anyway. Can you guys hear us? Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Hello. All right. So here's mine. Okay. I think it's less than 68. So I'm going to sell on that, but I will say, I think they get stomped. I don't think it's going to be a shutout, but I'm going to say 52-17. They like to score 17. That would mean you're up next, Joe.
Yeah, I get it.
Give us some brilliant analysis.
I get it. How are you going to fix it?
Oh, the Twitter Spaces? Yeah. I don't think I can.
What's wrong?
I don't think I can. I don't know what's wrong. Yeah. So. Anyway,
that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, but I mean, these things happen. What are you going to do?
Yeah. So, I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I'm going to kind of go way overboard here on this. And I'm going to say that they are going to score more points than Syracuse basketball did.
Okay.
And I think that the final score is going to be 70-10.
70-10. Okay. So they don't.
And I don't. I'm just throwing it out there because I want to be controversial and go against, you know, what you were doing. I mean, I look, there's a lot of guys that are. I mean, you look, we're 2-3 deep in some spots. These people are chomping. These guys are chomping at the bit. So even when our starters come out, the next guys, that there's not that big. There's not as big a gap anymore, right? So I just feel like we're just going to put it on them. And even when Garrett's out, look, and Carlos El Rio Wilson's going to come, and he's going to want to do his thing. And Amari Hatcher and some of these other backup guys, right? And, you know, all it takes is a special teams or a defensive touchdown here. Like, and I can see that being a thing. So, you know, I'm going to go for it. I'm gonna go for the gusto. 70-10.
Okay. 70-10.
And it all might sound ridiculous, but.
I mean, it sounds. It does. Sound a little bit ridiculous. That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
I'd bet a lower score with a shutout before I went to up to 70.
Really?
Yeah. I don't feel like a shutout's out of the realm of possibilities. Not even. I think they have a better chance of shutting Colgate out than they do scoring 70 points.
I would disagree with you.
Obviously, because you chose 70 to 10.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, I don't think this is working on Twitter, but damn it. That kind of sucks. So, anyways, well, that's why we do this.
Sorry, guys.
Early. Well, they can't
hear
you.
At least we messed it up on Colgate. We have to figure out the right way to do it.
I didn't do anything different. There's nothing.
No, I mean, when we get done with this, we'll test it out, right? We'll figure it out. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, thank God it's Colgate that it happened.
Right? Well, exactly. So. It's freaking Colgate. All right, Joe, any final thoughts other than getting into this game and getting out of this game healthy and moving on to Western Michigan at home again before facing Purdue?
No, not really. I mean, honestly, it's got to be your biggest thing, right? I mean, obviously you don't want any type of debacle or disaster, you know, to where a D1AA team, you know, beats you. And, you know, like for it to look pretty solid, you know, we all want to be confident. We want to leave this game confident in our team and the talent on our team, but also the health of our team. So that's really just where I'm at. Can't wait to watch. I'm ready. I've been ready for it. Always get this way, like the end of the summer. And I just hope that they score 70 points.
So I guess, what is this on? Is this an ESPN
Plus?
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I know I'm going to get bombarded, and I should be able to do this. That is to stream it on Facebook. So I should be able to. So just so you know, if I can, I will. And if for some reason it's not there, it's because I can't. Because I always do if I can. So I'll try to do that. And I'll make sure that, you know, we get that announced on Twitter and on Facebook before it goes live. So everybody can join and chat. I think that's going to do it. That's going to wrap this episode up. And I appreciate all of you for tuning in and listening. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.